Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Porter. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to home to get Coleman. McNair moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mulehaus now playing center field. Doc Kramer now playing right field. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off McNair. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball towards center. Averill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Averill. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Wahlberg drops the ball. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Burnett goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Com reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Porter reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-3 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt pinch runs for Luke Sewell. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kham bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Wahlberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-4 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas is walked intentionally. Mel Harder now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. Haas moves to second. One out. It's 8-6, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Haas scores. It's 10-6, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball towards center. Haas settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Haas. Morgan scores. Myatt moves to third. Kham moves to second. It's 10-7, Athletics. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bruce Knotzer pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.